You're like, Rob.
You been before, Rob? No, never been before. You're familiar, Rob. What do you do, Rob?
Sales.
What do you sell, mate?
Hotel stuff.
Hotel stuff. What? Like beds and that? All sorts. Just for hotels, like beds and the little tiny kettles and that?
Wi-Fi and TV.
You sell Wi-Fi? What? What? Who do you work for? Like BT or someone? No. Why are you being so sketchy, Rob? It's such a weird thing to be sketchy about. I sell hotel stuff, Wi-Fi and that. Don't ask no more questions, mate. Such a weird thing to be sketchy about. Yeah. But what hotels have you supplied that I might have used the Wi-Fi on? All sorts. Are you on a date or something? You've made your job up. And you're having expected backup questions. Because I don't feel like you've got a fucking clue what you do, Rob. What's your name, mate?
Adele.
What do you do, Adele?
I'm play therapist.
A play therapist? Adult? Now I see why you're sketchy about the Wi-Fi. Rob's getting pegged on the regular, mate. Where are you from, Robbie?
Pontefract,
beautiful. That has never happened ever. Fuck. Some people love your Wi-Fi over here.
Who said it weird then? Who's the girl? Who's from Pontefract?
Well, I'm from
Very near. Fucking, have we got a little henny here? Oh, I didn't even notice yous. Are you? Are you from very near Pontefract, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, whereabouts, mate?
Just near Wakefield.
Yeah. Oh, well done, mate.
She's a fucking dickhead here.
Whose hen is it? Your hen? Oh, so you just piped up because you ain't getting no attention?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. I swear to God, I can't deal with selfish bitches. Coming here, getting the fucking second round, trying to have a nice bit of banter with Robin. She's like, but it's my hen doing, I'm a princess. I'm just going to cheer a Pontefract. Do you live near Pontefract? I'm 35 miles away, but you know, I just had to get involved. Fuck off. No one's asked about your wedding. No one gives a fuck. Shut up. No one cares a fuck if she lives in Redcar. Talking to Rob about his Wi-Fi. Selfish bitch. No wonder there's only 5 people on your hen. You've got no mates. I'm only messing with you.
That was horrible, that. Sorry.
What's your name, mate? I'm only joking with you. Becky, right, Beck. When are you getting married, Bex?
April.
April, you're excited?
Yeah.
First one? I don't know. First one was cancelled. Oh, shit. COVID and that.
Yeah.
Never mind, eh? Well, well. I mean, you could have done it in COVID. You haven't got many guests. Do your marriage in a fucking bus stop, girl? I'm only messing. So who've we got here then? Who've we got here? So who's the maid of honour?
My son.
What? I thought you said me son. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, it's 2022. If your son wants to be a maid of honour, your son can be a maid of honour. You're the maid of honour?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. You're going to do a speech and all that?
Thank you. I'll try.
You'll try. It's going to be shit if you try. I'm not going to lie, mate. You're going to have to succeed or you'd ruin it. She won't let you. Well, you won't let her do a speech. Oh, let her do a speech, Becky, you fucking all ass. Let someone else talk for once, you selfish bitch. She'll be up doing a speech herself and I'm shh. Best man, how dare you? It's my special day. Where are you getting married, Bex?
Where?
Where, yeah?
A place called Yarm.
Yarm? Oh, mate. Oh. Nice there. Know how nice it is in Yarm? I'm banned from Yarm. I did an 800-seater theatre in Yarm, and I got there, and it was in a fucking school, and it was nice, right? But they said I wasn't allowed to go back because the amount of Class A narcotics they found in the toilet. And I was like, I didn't fucking bring them. Fucking my fault. It'll be a good wedding. Yeah, so you got the maid of honour.
This
your mum. Oh, you put your mum on your hen do. So you couldn't even find five mates. Fuck's sake. You're shit, you, Becky, you know. What? Don't you defend her because you're your mum. Fuck off. I mean, I commend you. You're a lovely woman, I swear to God. Like, you're obviously a good mum and all that, but you've raised a bit of a dickhead, and I'm sorry about it. What's your name, mum? Leslie, right, Leslie? I was going to say... Not going to lie, Becky. I'd smash your ma, you know.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yeah. There you go. That was Rush and Time Standing Still. You're welcome to the Liam Bourke Show with me, Liam Bourke, here for another week. If my mic would stop playing up. There you go. And yes, you're welcome. And a great response to Enda's show last week. So Enda, you know yourself, you're welcome back anytime. Just send me another list of music. And if, like Enda, you'd like to send a list of music of great tracks like he did, why not send them on to me, and I'd only be too happy to play them for you. Now, this week, the 251s have a new album out. It's not coming out till it's out on Wednesday, but I won't get it until Wednesday, and as you know, I pre-record this, so I'll not get it and not have it for you until next week. But I will play it for you. I will, indeed. I'm looking forward to playing that. And just on Rush, when we're there, check out the video to Time Stand Still. It is absolutely very trippy. Actually sitting there looking at it and my head is floating all over the place. Go check it out for yourself and you'll see. Kicking off the show today as well, we had Paul Smith with Hen Party Destroyed. Go check that out as well. He's a Liverpudlian comedian. Very good, very funny. And if you say anything at the show, be prepared what you're going to get back. Yes, Mr. Paul Smith. Now, nothing weird to report back this week. Just that lots of great music, lots of car shows knocking around, lots of everything going at the minute. So I do hope your weekend was fantastic and your week, your past week. And now you're back here to have a listen again and see what's going on. Like this one from Van Halen with Kaboo Waboo.
So come on, wobble. It's all right by me.
Van Halen and Cabo Wabo. Let me take you down. Now, I have a new track, and not I don't have a new track out. It's I'm sure it's all his. There's a new track from Alice Cooper, and it is called, if I can get it here, it's just decided the interweb goes mental. It seems to go worse when the weather is good, which is bananas, isn't it? It is kind of bananas that it goes worse when the weather's good. Anyway, yes, I've got a track coming up from Alice Cooper from his new album, Road. It's out on August 25. And this is a track from Alice called I'm Alice. Just as plain and simple as that. From the new album, Road, which is out on August 25th. Here is Alice Cooper with I'm Alice.
But it's your imagination that has brought you here. So here's the revelation, and let me make it clear that I am your creation, and now I disappear.
Yeah, there you go. If you hadn't guessed, I'm Alice from Alice Cooper from the new album Road out on August 25th. Now, here's a band that was likened over the years. not in longevity or anything like that, but they were likened to AC/DC. And it is, of course, Rhino Bucket with Train Ride.
Thank you. waste my time.
Yeah, there you go, Triumph, and Lay It on the Line. Now, just before we have more comedy on the Liam Burke Show, and don't forget, if you want to get your list of songs played, Anthony, why not do it and send me a list of 10 or 12 songs and I'll play them here some weekend. Maybe if you have a reason why you like them or why you picked them or anything like that, I can do that too. Here is the Stone Temple Pilots with Creep.
Take time with a
Yeah, there you go. Stone Temple Pilots and Creep. Now, time for what have we got now? More comedy. And this time around, I've got a... I love listening to him. It's Roman Ratanangan with Disney and Pixar films are flawed and I hate them.
With my wife the other day, and for those of you that have children, you will know to even get to a point where you're able to watch what you want to on television is a bloody miracle, right? You've got to deal with what these little shits want to do first, right? And on this particular day, they wanted to watch Disney DVDs. I just about managed to convince them to not watch Finding Nemo. Now, I know that sounds mad, because Finding Nemo is a great film. I assume people are fans of it in here. It's a lovely movie. This fish goes along and saves his son. It's wonderful, heartwarming. Unfortunately, when you have children, that film is ruined, right? Because I'm watching Finding Nemo now, and I'm thinking to myself, I mean, he told Nemo repeatedly to stop pissing around, right? Because Nemo wouldn't listen. He's got to go dicking across the other side of the world to go and get him. And at the end of the film, Nemo's dad's supposed to learn a lesson about chilling out. Piss off. If I was directing that film, Nemo would have got kidnapped. His dad would have gone, I told you, little prick. Enjoy the fish tank, dickhead. And then the sequel would have been called Grounding Nemo. Anyway, we didn't watch Finding Nemo, we watched Beauty and the Beast. It's a classic. I'm watching this film and I'm thinking, this ain't right either. We've got a story of Belle who falls in love with the beast, looks beneath the surface, falls in love with the person underneath, he turns into a prince, they live happily ever after. I can't help thinking the message from this film seems to be, look beneath the surface, fall in love with the person beneath, and hopefully they will undergo some sort of major reconstructive surgery that will enable you to bring yourself to sleep with them. It's not a positive message, Disney. I mean, I argued with my wife. One of the issues I had an argument with her is we disagree about how to bring up our children. I dropped the ball on a potty training issue recently. Now, those of you that haven't potty trained a child, let me explain to you how it works. You have to encourage the child when they poo in the correct area. Now, what this basically means is, at my house, every time my son takes a shit, we have a party, right? Absolutely ridiculous. I said to my wife, this is mental. She said to me, you're not going to do it forever. Yeah, I know. I didn't think that was the plan. I didn't anticipate following him to his graduation, waiting outside cubicle one and going, look what you curled out, mate. Beautiful. Anyway, my son did a poo-poo the other day. My wife was out. He called down to me and said, Daddy, I've done a poo-poo. I ran upstairs into the bathroom. Sure enough, in the potty, on the floor, wee-poo combo. Nailed it. Then I thought, I've got to deal with this, so I went to get a carrier bag to put this into, and then I thought, you can't put this in a carrier bag, idiot. So I went to get two carrier bags. I then got the carrier bags and decanted, is that the right word? Decanted the contents of the pot into the carrier bags, tied a knot in the top, smashed it. I then phoned my wife to tell her two things. Thing number one, I've just dealt with a situation without your help. How do you like them apples? Thing number two, can you get some more carrier bags? It was at that point that my wife suggested to me that maybe the better receptacle for my home sewage project might have been the toilet. To this point, I felt two emotions. Emotion number one was humiliation, because not only had I done this, but I'd also told my wife. I knew that she was going to go tell her friends. The number of times I've been talking to one of her friends and they've been suppressing a snigger because Mouthy McGossip Twat has told them something I've got up to. My second emotion was rage towards my son, because my son knows what my wife does with his poo-poos. And instead of telling me, he decided to get some popcorn sit back and watch while I put his shit into a carrier bag.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to Kid Rock.
You might, or you might not know. I hope I know it.
Do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side. To tear me open and make you gone. This thing's inside that scream and shout. And the pain still hates me.
Album. You know better than me.
Yeah, there you go, Metallica, Until It Sleeps, live from Hamburg, only just under a month ago in Germany. Yes, you are listening to the Liam Burke Show, and lots more still to come on this show. What about the sign of the Gypsy Queen? I used to play this an awful lot in the beginning, and I haven't heard it for such a long time, and I just said to myself, I think it's time to get this old song back out again, out of the wrappers, so to speak, and give it a whirl again. It's from April Wine, an Australian band, and here is Sign of the Gypsy Queen. There you go, April Wine and Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Now, last week, listening to Enda's list of music, and there was one song that really, really stood out for me. Well, not one song, one band, and I remember listening to them so much. And I have this album here, Shock Shatter. Convince. It's hard just to get it all right here. And I have that album, and I just thought it was fantastic. And when Linda suggested playing Blackbird and Crow, I thought this week I'd have to play another track from Blackbird and Crow. And this track is a freaking amazing song. They all are, but this one in particular, and it's The Mexican.
But when your gentle eyes met mine, I could see that your soul was kind. Sweet Mexican, brown-skinned man, soft-skinned man, with your gentle hands, I melted in your arms. I don't think they took the time to understand. The Mexican, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ah. The Mexican, oh, oh. Why do these people think that they know you? And why do they tell me that you will do? Could not have been more wrong, no. 'Cause this girl has never been touched as gently as she was by a Mexican. Brown-skinned man, soft-skinned man, with your gentle hands and melted in your arms. I don't think they took the time to understand. They traveled far and wide, but I've yet to find a gentler love than the love of the Mexican. Ooh, ah, 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 the Mexican. Ah, 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 the Mexican.
Yeah, The Mexican from Blackbird and Crow. And it's thanks to, as I said, to Enda for putting them back into my mind again. Fantastic. Now it's time for me to get out of Dodge, and I'm going to leave you one more track before I go. And that one track is Audioslave, Chris Cornell. A couple of years now since he passed on. A fantastic band. I was introduced to many moons ago, and they're just phenomenal. So I'm going to say adios. See you all next week. Take care and mind yourselves. And let's all meet back here at the same time next week. Here is Shadow on the Sun. Take it easy. Liam Bourke signing off on The Liam Bourke Show.
Once upon a time, I was of the mind to lay your burden down, leave you where you stood. You believed I could.